Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
The Celtics are still in the first apron, still in the luxury tax, dealing with the uncertainty of Jason Tatum. Will he or will he not play next season? So their phone lines are still ringing on Jaylen Brown and Derek White. We know these are key contributors to the championship team there in Boston. And so they've got a very high price threshold for both of those players. So if someone blows them away, you have to listen on that. And so unless someone does that, their preference is to keep both Jaylen Brown and Derek White. But listen, teams are calling right now feverishly, trying to get their hands on one of these two guys.
This is the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour, it's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Nice to have you with us here tonight. Red Sox lose 5-2, but hope could spring eternal here for your Boston Celtics, who have already made a couple of trades in the last 72 hours. Drew Holiday shipped out to Portland, where he's reportedly not very happy to be, by the way. I was surprised to hear that. I mean, you know, you signed the extension at 33, 34, whatever he is. You thought you were going to play out the whole thing? Like, you know, that was a tradable extension that you signed. And that is why you sign those. It's not you don't sign them to get traded, but you sign them for the security of the long-term contract. And with the understanding that you may not stay with the team that you're on because it's, you know, a contract they may want to move on from. And when you have a big contract and you're an old guard like that, these things happen. The Dallas Mavericks are on the clock right now. We will go live to the podium as they are almost guaranteed to select Cooper Flagg, the main product in the Duke Blue Devil, first overall. A very unfair outcome, I think, for the Dallas Mavericks to be rewarded for that ridiculous trade that they made. Although still a better trade than the Devers trade. You can't deny it. As bad as it was better than the Devers trade. I wonder if the Red Sox will be rewarded in kind. So far, it doesn't really seem that way, does it? We'll go live to the podium when they make their pick. If it's anything other than Cooper Flagg, I'm going to be astonished. What kind of pro do you think Cooper Flagg's going to be, by the way, Zach?
Very good.
You think so? Like right away?
Yeah.
He played, the fact that he played with Team USA and was like scrimmaging with them and, you know, getting buckets on them and all of that, like you can tell he's going to be good, obviously.
Not that the ACC was some juggernaut this year, but he was comfortably the best player on the court in pretty much every game that Duke played in this year.
Yeah, except that last one.
Yeah.
Where he missed that shot. Not that you got to make every, I mean, listen, Christian Laettner made a big shot at the end of one of those games and he ended up having a pretty mediocre career. I think that Cooper Flagg is going to be a very, very good player. I agree. I do wonder how quickly that'll happen. With the Dallas Mavericks, I feel like it could be pretty quick. That's not a terrible team. That's not a team that is hopeless. Washington Wizards. Have you seen them, by the way? The Washington Wizards right now, led by C.J. McCollum, Chris Middleton, and Marcus Smart. What a depressing team that is.
They would have been so good like 4 or 5 years ago.
That's like a Big Three team. You know, that Ice Cube League? That's basically what that is. That's rough. I think Flag with Dallas has a chance to be something pretty special. Dallas is a big market. Some might say big enough to want to rig the draft in the lottery for. I say those are rumors. Not going to dignify that.
The last team to trade their superstar to a team that had LeBron on it was the Pelicans, and then they got Zion the next year.
The last team to trade their... What?
So when the last team to trade their superstar, Anthony Davis, to the Lakers with LeBron, they got Zion the very next year.
Makes sense.
And then this year, obviously, with Luka.
Right. Right. The Western Conference is going to be interesting next year. The East, I don't know. I think teams like the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Knicks, if they don't go balls out trying to put their team over the top, and I know that it's going to be hard for a team like the Knicks. They basically did that last year. The Cavaliers, though, the Cavaliers didn't do anything last year. Cavaliers didn't do a blessed thing. They brought back the entire same roster like the Celtics did, except not a team that won the championship. They did make a nice trade at the deadline to pick up Hunter. I don't know what his status is with his contract, but I think that that's a team to watch out for tonight. I would not be shocked to see the Cleveland Cavaliers do something big, because the East, I mean, vulnerable, I don't think that covers it. The two top teams, Celtics and the Pacers, are both without their best players for next year. And maybe the Cavaliers look at that and think, we don't need to make a deal. We're going to be fine just how we are. But you know what? They were fine all regular season, and then they got smoked in the second round. So maybe this is the time you go out there and get a little insurance. Be interested in seeing what they do. Where are they picking tonight? They got to be picking late. Let's see. The Cleveland Cavaliers, team I have my eye on. I got my eye on you, Cleveland. We'll be picking. Yeah. Do they even have a first-round pick? They might not have one. I don't believe that they have one. Okay, well, never mind. I guess they could trade into the first round. But, yeah, both of their picks are in the second round, 19 and 28 tomorrow night. So watch out for Cleveland. That's all I'm going to say. Watch out for Cleveland. If I was Cleveland, if I was part of that front office, I would be very active tonight, all offseason really, but I would be trying to get something done here tonight. And I think that's my hot take, my dark horse here tonight. All right, the pick is in for the Dallas Mavericks. All of Maine glued to their ham radios right now. Everybody got off their John Deere tractors, and we will go live to the podium as this historic pick. First player ever out of Maine to get picked first overall. First player out of Maine to ever get picked ever?
They just showed a graphic. He's the second player to ever get picked from Maine.
The first one was John Saucier.
Jeff Turner, I think it was.
Jeff Turner. He didn't play at Beaver Country Day. That was Wayne Turner, I believe. Jeff Turner's from Maine?
According to the graphic ESPN just showed.
I'll be a monkey's uncle. All right, well, fine. Not quite historic, but here we go. All right, the draft, by the way, some interesting outfits. Flag is very sort of, you know, he just looks like a guy. But I saw a couple of people walking in. They had the Blazers and nothing under the blazer, which is a bold statement. Here's the pick.
With the first pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flag from Duke University.
All right, well, there you go. Cooper Flag going first overall to the Dallas Mavericks. If you were holding out hope that the Celtics were going to trade Jaylen Brown or something like that to Dallas to try and get Flag, not happening yet. I suppose the night is young, but it doesn't look like it's happening as of right now. Cooper Flag going first overall to the Dallas Mavericks. The second player from Maine ever picked, ever, or just in the first round?
It seemed like ever.
I mean, I would guess probably ever. The Pride of Portland. I don't actually know what part of Maine he's from. I should maybe look that up. But either way, congratulations to our neighbors to the north up there in the great state of Maine, which I know I have some fun with you people from Maine, but I do love Maine. Not as much as Mego loves Maine. Mego loves Maine. I like Maine. Mego loves Maine. But I like Maine just fine. Sebago Lake, Boothbay Harbor, Squirrel Island, all that stuff. I'm a big Maine fan. So congratulations to everyone from Maine. I wonder now, there's a decision that has to be made up in Maine. If you're in Maine right now, 203, give me a call, 617-779-7937. You got your Maine Celtics, but Cooper Flagg going to Dallas. How is that going to work for you maniacs? Are you going to be Mavericks fans? Or are you going to stick with your Boston Celtics? I will say this. I go to a barbershop here in Alston called Family Barbershop, and it's all Dominican fellas, and they're all very into sports. And so we always have a very lively conversation when I go there because they know what I do and they want to talk baseball and basketball. And they are very into Al Horford and Karl Anthony Towns because they're both Dominican, and there was a big divide at the barbershop over who to root for, Celtics and the Knicks, because Horford didn't play in the Dominican team last year. So they were kind of over Al Horford. And Towns did, so it was like, all right, well, Towns is our guy now. And I wonder if that same sort of thing is going to happen in Maine. Like, what are you going to do? You're going to root for your guy from Maine, or are you going to root for the Maine Celtics? Who, I don't think anybody on the Maine Celtics is from Maine. But there's a guy on the Dallas Mavericks from Maine, and he's supposed to be pretty good. Do you think Cooper Flagg will ever be the MVP of the league? Do you think Cooper Flagg will be an all-star? If so, how long will it take him to get there? I have a feeling that he is going to have a good rookie year, and I have a feeling that he is going to shoot right up the charts. Because the NBA is desperate for something right now. The NBA is in a tough place. I think Cooper Flagg, a lot of pressure is going to be put on him. A lot of pressure is going to be put on Flagg because he's really the only big name in this draft. Dylan Harper, you know, some of these other guys, like Ace Bailey, who seems like a bit of a head case, even though I'm only basing this off of reports that I'm reading about the kid. It just seems like he's a little touched. Cooper Flagg's the main guy in this draft. He's the one. And the NBA needs some help. The NBA needs there to be some more dominant team. Now, what this could mean is now Dallas will be the next team to win the championship, another new champion, which isn't great. But if it leads towards them getting back to the days of the dynasties, then that is ultimately a good thing. And a big name like this, a kid with a lot of hype, if he reaches it, if he doesn't get overwhelmed by playing in the NBA 82 games in that first year, then I think that could help them. I don't know if he's going to change the league. I don't know if it's going to be like, you know, Larry and Magic saving the league back in the 70s. But it does have that kind of feeling right now, doesn't it? Just in the place that the league is right now. In the 70s, people were giving up on the NBA. You know, like it was sort of, okay, well, you're going to need something here to get people back interested. The Dave Cowens, the Hondo Havlicek teams, I mean, they were great around here, but they didn't have that kind of mass appeal, I guess. In the 70s, they just didn't have the same kind of superstar power. And then in the 80s, Bird and Magic brought it back, and then Jordan, and then the Bad Boy Pistons, and everything that happened after that. And it's just, I think the NBA right now is in desperate need of some new headlines. And not all this everybody gets a trophy stuff. 617-779-7937. Let's head down to New Bedford and talk to Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
What's up, Arkin? So all this trade talk stuff, my opinion, there's really only one player in the NBA that the Celtics should even consider trying to trade for. And I want to know if you think that there is even a trade package that would make it happen. But Jokic is the only guy I would trade Jaylen Brown and Derek White at the same time, and probably more, just to get him, because he's that guy.
Joe, I mean, sorry, I thought you were done. I agree. I love Jokic's game. I think he's great. He's really fun to watch. He's a magician out there. You won't be able to get him. You won't be able to get him with Brown and White. They're not going to trade him. They may think about it for Tatum if Tatum hadn't torn his Achilles. But he is a multi-MVP winner. He's an automatic triple-double. Denver would be insane to trade him away for Brown and White.
I actually saw a cut of the Nuggets owner calling it a nightmare scenario if they ever had to trade Jokic.
Well, if they ever had to, like, why would they have to?
He said, like, if a certain set of injuries happened and they had, that was their only option to get under the second apron, then that would be the nightmare for them.
Yeah. But you know what? With the second apron, they would consider it. They would consider it. That's not going to happen anytime soon. And while the Nuggets are a bit of a disappointment, I think that they're another team that may go out there and try and make something happen here tonight and bring in some help. Because Jamal Murray and Michael Porter and even Aaron Gordon, who I really like, I just think, you know, it's a good team. They're not very good. And Murray gets hurt so much and Porter's kind of inconsistent. And I just feel like they're missing something. Dylan Harper has gone second overall to the San Antonio Spurs. That was another potential trade for Jaylen Brown. I believe Brown was getting dangled out there with San Antonio talking about Stephen Castle, Devin Vassell, potentially maybe even this second overall pick. Looks like that's not happening either. Harper going to the Spurs, the guard out of Rutgers, with a name that you may recognized from some other place. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We're going to take a quick break here. I want to go through all the Celtics rumors of the day because we have some time. Barring a trade or something crazy going on, we will have some time here to discuss all of the smoke around the Celtics, and we'll see if there's any fire to it. We'll do that right after Zach Coe gets you caught up on what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Red Sox fell to the Angels this afternoon, 5-2 at the Big A, as they're swept by those LA Angels to extend their losing streak to 5. Lone source of offense for the Sox in this one comes from a Trevor Story 2-RBI single all the way back in the first inning. They finished their 9-game West Coast swing 3-6 and now sit 3 games back of the final wild card spot. They'll be off tomorrow before returning back to Fenway to welcome the Toronto Blue Jays for a 3-game set that gets underway on Friday. Brian Baio gets the start for the Sox. The Blue Jays have yet to announce their starter. You can hear coverage of that one right here on WEEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Coverage starts at 6:10 with Christian Arcand on the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then first pitch between the Sox and Jays at 7:10. NBA draft underway tonight. You just heard it here live. Cooper Flagg from Duke, the first overall pick to the Dallas Mavericks. As for your Celtics, they have the 28th pick in tonight's first round, barring any moves, and the 32nd pick in tomorrow's second round. Bruins GM Don Sweeney met with the media ahead of Friday's NHL draft. Among the topics he discussed were restricted free agent Morgan Geekie's contract, which he said is not on the doorstep, but he's, quote, not concerned about getting a deal done. As for the 7th overall pick, Sweeney said they'll be taking the best player available regardless of position, and if they were to move it, it won't be for a short-term fix. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Christian Arcand show coming up right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you missed any part of the show,
or to have it delivered to your phone daily,
subscribe to The Christian Arcan Show on the Odyssey app
or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
The Celtics have traded Kristaps Porzingis to the Atlanta Hawks. And Terrence Mann, a number 22 overall pick, goes to Brooklyn in a 3-team trade that sends Georges Niang and a future second-round pick to Boston. And for the Hawks and the Nets, this is really an opportunistic opportunity to go get Terrence Mann if you're Brooklyn. And for Atlanta, to get a dynamic big man like Porzingis.
Yeah.
But this is really about the Celtics. We're seeing a championship team in 2024 now starting to dismantle to an extent because they were so deep in the luxury tax. This now gets them $180 million of savings
right
in these moves.
More Shams talking about the Kristaps Porzingis trades. Christian Arcan here. Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. We're live in our Brighton studio, powered by Verizon. That was
an opportunistic opportunity.
Opportunistic opportunity. I mean, it's true. An opportunity. It's got to be opportunistic to even be an opportunity in the first place. So he's not wrong. I played that because I'm seeing a lot of mock drafts with the Celtics staying at 28. And picking one of the late-round centers, the kid from Georgetown, kid from Stanford, the French kid. I'll look up their names in just a moment, but that's how I've been.
Maxime Reynaud
is the French kid. And the kid from Georgetown, who I also like, his name is Thomas Sorber. I like him, too. There's a guy from China, also, that I'm intrigued by. And that's what I want them to do. Even if they move up to 10, I know that they're interested in a couple of different guys. And we've seen a couple of, I don't want to say mocks because this hasn't been mocked up, but the Steve Bulpet in the Heavy.com yesterday said that he believes, or he's heard, that the Celtics are really into Kasparis Jakusconis, who played at Illinois and is Lithuanian. I was about to say Latvian, but that's what Porzingis is. This kid is Lithuanian. And he's good. 6'5", you know, the scoring guard, creative offense. But if I'm the Celtics and you're keeping Derek White, and I assume that they are. I mean, listen, this could all go up in flames here if they trade him, and then all of a sudden they need to start adding a guard because your only guard now is Peyton Pritchard. But with Porzingis gone, with Al Horford, I like Al Horford. I wouldn't be against him coming back, but if he does come back and it's Horford and Cornette, then and if Horford's not there and it's just Cornette, then I think that you really have to prioritize a big here in this draft. I think you need to start working on drafting and developing. I think Nemus Kata is a fine player and a fine backup. I think Cornette could be an okay backup, too. I don't want any one of those guys starting. And if Horford's your starter, then you're going to have to regulate his minutes and his games, and he won't play back-to-backs, and then you're going to be sort of rotating around with these other bigs. I think this is an opportunity, an opportunistic opportunity.
This is really an opportunistic opportunity.
I think it's an opportunistic opportunity to begin that process, to start that process. I also think that if you don't find the big that you like, or if you move up and there's a wing player that you're really set on, and that could be Jakusconis, it could be somebody else. If there's somebody on the wing that they really like, and Yakisha, he's not a big wing. He's 6'5". You know, we're not talking about some 6'9", Jason Tatum type here. But a 2-3 who can score, then I'm okay with them making a real push for that as well. Especially if it's someone that they think can contribute this year. Because while Jordan Walsh, I think, will have his his moments in the coming years, and I keep saying this wrong, Baylor Shireman, I kept saying Bailey Shireman, can be a role player off the bench at some point. You've been, I think, the last couple of years lacking that third wing, that guy that you put in there and rotate Brown and Tatum out with. I think if they had had that, and it doesn't have to be somebody great, you know, like I saw the Celtics maybe looking to get Harrison Barnes back in a trade. If they had traded Porzingis, like, you might have gotten Barnes back. And I thought, oh, okay. Like, Harrison Barnes isn't very good, but he is a veteran, and he is a guy who can score, and he is a guy who can shoot threes a little bit, and he's a guy who you can rotate Brown and Tatum around and give those guys a bit of a break. Now, I don't know if that would have mattered. It probably wouldn't have. Joe Mazzulla would have kept his guys out there, and that would have been how it all went. But if you look at some of these injuries and you look at the way that these teams ran out of gas at the end of these seasons, I think that was always one thing that was missing. It didn't matter last year, but in other years, I think them not having that third rotation wing was a big void. And another thing that they always sort of were searching for was that other big to pair with Horford, which they finally got in the form of Porzingis. But I don't think you're going to be able to go out and trade for another one of those guys. I think now is when you draft and develop. Now is when you go for it in that regard and see what else you can do in terms of trades or mid-level exceptions or whatever. If you're under the second apron, that's going to be a lot easier to pull something like that off. And I'm not upset that they traded Kristaps Porzingis. I'm not. I don't think that trading him, you know, getting something back for Holiday and the crazy return for Desmond Bane, I think maybe got people's expectations of what Porzingis is going to fetch you a little bit out of whack. You got to remember, Kristaps Porzingis has a tough reputation with injuries already. And not only that, he missed the end of the year with a mystery illness that no one even now can explain. And if that doesn't hurt a guy's draft status, then I don't know what else can. You know, like that seems to me like a pretty clear indicator of a guy that's a bit of a risk. A risk to take on. Now, we heard a lot of other teams were interested in Porzingis and that they were hitting up the Celtics, but I can't imagine the offers were all that impressive. Harrison Barnes may have been one of the bigger ones, and they probably thought that's too much money. Con Knupel has been picked by the Charlotte Hornets. The big wing out of Duke.
The Ace Bailey slide is on.
The Ace Bailey slide has begun. As he was expected to go top three, we are now at pick four with Utah on the clock. And Ace Bailey is still at the table with his family, I think. I don't know. I don't know. They haven't shown him yet. You know what? If he keeps dropping, they'll be showing him. They'll be showing him, all right. Odd. Odd for a kid to come out and start saying those things. Especially when he's not going to be the consensus first overall. Like, if Cooper Flagg had come out and started saying some of the things that Ace Bailey said, people would have looked at it with some side eye. They would have been like, what's this guy's problem? But he still would have been picked first overall. He was the best player in college basketball last year, and when the year started, he was 17. Like, that's you draft that no matter what they say. You know, it's like Caleb Williams last year. He wanted to be a part owner of the Bears, and they're like, what the hell's wrong with this guy? But they drafted him. You know, they still drafted him. They probably shouldn't have. They probably should have taken Daniels. But that's, again, neither here nor there. It's weird that Ace Bailey did that. It's weird that Ace Bailey's out there doing that. It's like, buddy, you got another guy on your team who's considered, you know, like, just relax. You'll get drafted, maybe. But there were some teams he just didn't want to go to. And I can't really blame him for that. I can't blame him for not wanting to go to San Antonio, Philadelphia, Charlotte, or Utah, or Washington.
He should slide all the way to 28.
Or New Orleans. Houston's picking 10th.
That pick's going to Phoenix, though.
Oh, right. Yeah, duh, obviously. Yeah, right. That was the Durant trade. So there you are. Knupel going to Charlotte. Utah's on the clock. Then it's Washington, New Orleans, Brooklyn, Toronto, Houston. No, wait a minute. It's Houston from Phoenix. Houston's making that pick. Phoenix traded it to them, didn't they?
Am I crazy?
I think I saw earlier on Twitter because Suns fans were complaining that whoever they picked was going to have a Rockets hat on in all the pictures.
Oh. Am I bugging? Maybe I am. Anyway. Portland 11, Chicago 12th. And excited. It's almost every pick after that from 13 to 27 was some kind of trade. Atlanta at 13 from Sacramento, 14 San Antonio from Atlanta, 15 OKC from Miami via LA via the Clippers, Memphis at 16 from Orlando, Minnesota at 17 from Detroit by way of the Knicks, Washington 18 from Memphis, Brooklyn 19 from Milwaukee and the Knicks. Every single one of these, all the way until the Celtics pick, which is their actual pick at 28, was traded to them, to whoever's making the pick. That's almost every single pick in this first round. You know what that tells me? That NBA draft picks aren't really much anymore. You know, it's just there's not much value there. They get tossed around. They get thrown in. People are adding 5 second-round picks. Second-round picks are worthless. You have to put 5 second-round picks together just to make any kind of impact in a trade of value. It just doesn't work any other way. I wonder what this is doing for numbers tonight. I can't imagine big ones, the NBA draft. You know, I don't think this was a big star-studded class, first of all. And I'm sure half of these teams were like, oh, wait a minute, we traded our pick. Oh, right, yeah. This isn't even our pick, this is somebody else's pick. We just traded them around. We're throwing all our first-round picks around because no one cares. No one really cares about the draft anymore.
It is Phoenix's pick, so Houston's going to be taking whoever Phoenix wants.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I guess I had that backwards.
It just shows it like that because the trade technically hasn't been processed.
It hasn't been processed. So, yeah, Sacramento picks 13 from Atlanta. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense. The rest was just that pick has been passed around a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's all of these picks. Either way, when it comes time for the Celtics to make their selection, wherever it is, whether they trade up into the top 10 here, which I'm kind of doubting at this point, or if they stick at 28, I would like to see them go big. I would like to see that be the direction. I would like to see that be the focus. I don't know that Brad Stevens is going to be able to go out there and swing the kind of trades you need to bring back what you lost in Porzingis, and now is when you start to reignite that process. And I trust Stevens to be able to do that. Not much going on here. We were expecting maybe there'd be some fireworks early on. I guess there's still, you know, this pick. But I thought in the top five, it's really a top five kind of draft. I was expecting there to be some fireworks, and we didn't even get a sparkler. We got 1, 2, 3. The only thing that's sort of interesting about this right now is that Ace Bailey has not yet been picked. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We will continue with our coverage of the NBA draft, although I will say, unless things start picking up here a little bit, I'm starting to lose interest. I'll be honest with you. This is, you know, I might go back to bitching about the Red Sox. Also, Robert Kraft spoke. Robert Kraft had some interesting things to say. We'll get to that, and if anything happens here in this draft, we'll let you know what these... Oh, they're starting with the Ace Bailey shots. Okay, he's sitting there sort of looking around. He knows the camera's on him. He's got an interesting-looking suit there. It's got, like, rhinestones on it. It's kind of cool. Anyway, we'll let you know where he goes. We'll let you know what Utah does, and if the Celtics do anything, we will keep you abreast of that situation as well. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll be taking your Celtics calls and Red Sox calls right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Covering Boston sports and beyond. We're back to Christian Arcan on WEEI.
So you've got a situation where Kristaps Porzingis was making nearly $30 million. Georges Niang is at $8.5 million. You're going to save $22 million there. That gets you below the second apron. You are now able to unlock some of the restrictions. You maybe have the opportunity to entertain some of the big man that you want to bring back, either Al Horford or Luke Kornet. But again, I'm not sure this is the last domino. I've been told before this all started that once the dominoes start going, they're all going.
Chris Forsberg, warning of potential dominoes falling here with your Boston Celtics. Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. Ace Bailey just got picked by the Utah Jazz. Much to his delight, I'm sure. Who wouldn't want to go live in old SLC there, right? He wanted to go to the Wizards. That's who he was trying. He was trying to, like, Eli Manning himself to the Washington Wizards. I just Eli Manning myself. That sounds weird. He wanted to kind of Eli Manning his way over to the Wizards, and I can't imagine why anyone would want to do that. Why would you want to go to the Wizards? Thought maybe he's from D.C. No, he's from Georgia. Well, maybe there's someone on the Wizards who he knows and like. I don't know. Could be that. All I know is he's not going there. Much to his chagrin, he'll be headed out to Utah with Danny Ainge. Now, Utah, ironically, is in the news and has been rumored to have made an offer to the Celtics for Jaylen Brown. Also, there's this. John Collins exercised his $26.5 million player option for next year, which that is a ridiculous player option for him. No offense to John Collins, but are you serious? He's on an expiring deal, as are Jordan Clarkson and big sexy Colin Sexton. And some have speculated that they could be packaged in a blockbuster deal, perhaps with the Celtics. According to Brett Siegel, Utah has made an aggressive push for Jaylen Brown in recent days. If these are the kind of offers that they're getting for Jaylen Brown, then I'd imagine you're not going to see any kind of fireworks tonight. You're not going to see anything. You're going to see the Celtics make a pick at 28. And all these other teams make their picks or trade with other teams. But if this is what the Jaylen Brown market is looking like right now, then I think you're pretty much, you know, like that's like Desmond Bain-esque. You should be getting more for Jaylen Brown than what the Grizzlies got for Desmond Bain. That's how I look at it. Or than what you got for Jrue Holiday. It seems like these type of things are more on par with that.
And what does Utah even have in young players that they could offer? They have Ace Bailey now, but Keontae George hasn't really popped. So.
Right. They still have Markkanen. I guess he's not young anymore, right? I always kind of liked him. I thought he could be something, but he was stuck on the dead-end teams there. ESPN has projected the Celtics to draft Maxime Raynaud at number 28 in their final mock draft, which was written by Jonathan Giovanni and Jeremy Wu. And they wrote, Raynaud has played himself into late first-round consideration alongside a somewhat short list of centers, which also include Ryan Kalkbrenner and Yannick Niederhauser. He, Reyno, is broadly viewed as having the most untapped upside of that trio due to his flashes of offensive skill and more developed capacity to space the floor. His showing at the draft combined helped and reaffirm that, and the fact that he picked up basketball full-time only as a high school senior, coupled with strong intangibles, has helped his stock. Don't love that. At his lycée out there in Paris or wherever he's from.
I was producing the game on the AM side when Stanford played BC, and he just gave them the absolute business for two halves.
Yeah, he had a good year. I mean, he had a good year at Stanford for sure. I would be fine with them taking a swing at a kid like that. I think it would be a long shot, obviously. Rome wasn't built in a day. Washington just picked the Texas guard, Trey Johnson, by the way. He'll be headed to our nation's capital.
Celtics interviewed him at the combine.
Saw that, yeah. I don't know if they liked him. I don't know who they really like. I don't know what they're thinking about doing or planning on doing. But Trey Johnson has been picked by Washington. We'll keep you posted on anything that exciting that happens here. As so far, it's been pretty much paint by the numbers here through the first six picks of the lottery. If the Celtics decide to do something interesting, we'll let you know. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's head down to Rhode Island, talk to Bob, who is in Warwick and has a thought on the Red Sox. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, Christian. First of all, I want to let you know that I hate the Red Sox.
You hate them?
Yeah.
Have you always hated them, or is this like a recent thing, Bob?
For the last 30 years, I've hated them. Before that, I was a Red Sox fan.
Okay.
When Haywood Sullivan got rid of Cotton Fist, Burleson, and Fred Lynn, that did it for me.
I got to tell you, Bob, that was a lot more than 30 years ago. These last 30 years of being a Red Sox fan has been okay.
Right, okay, 1980 it happened.
Yeah, right. 30 years ago was 1995, my friend.
45 years ago, all right? I think it's a joke, huh?
Well, Bob, I mean, you were off by a little bit. Either way, the point is these last 30 years with the Red Sox haven't been too bad. They've won some World Series. It's not been all bad.
They've won nothing.
They won four World Series, Bob. Yeah, in the last 30 years.
The Yankees won one.
Right.
But the Yankees have got 27 World Championships. How many do the Red Sox have altogether?
Altogether, it's like 9 maybe or 10, something like that. It's not as many as the Yankees, but in the last 30 years is when they've won most of them.
How come you're so pro-Boston? You sound like you're from the Midwest originally.
I am not from the Midwest originally. I am from the north end of Boston.
That accent.
Yeah, okay. I mean, listen, not everyone's got to like it.
Okay, let's talk about Cora.
Okay.
He's incompetent. His brother was 10 times the ball player he was, Joey Cora.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He buffaloed John Henry into a new three-year contract last year, which was stupid on Henry's part.
Maybe.
But I'm happy he's there because he's pathetic, Cora.
And Bob, why are you so mad? If you don't like the Red Sox, why are you so mad?
I'm mad because I got to put up with people from Boston.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. You don't have to listen to the Boston sports station, Bob. That seems like a personal try. I don't know if in Rhode Island they get WFAN. You might be able to get it. You might be able to get it on the internet or you could on the Odyssey app. WFAN is our sister station in New York City, and they do are available to be listened to on the app. So if you really don't like people from Boston, or people from Boston with Midwest accents. Is that what he said about me?
Yeah.
That I sound like I'm from the Midwest, which I don't really sound like I'm from Boston, so I understand that.
You also don't sound like you're from the Midwest, though.
I don't think so, but I don't know. I think I just sound like a guy, you know? When I was younger, I did. When I was younger, I actually did have a bit of a accent. Not like a real thick one, but like I talked really fast. I still do talk fast, but I talked fast, and I had an accent you could hear. And when I was in college, I wanted to get involved in college radio out in Boulder. And they were like, you talk too fast and you don't sound like you're from here. And so I did this as a true story. I went to a speech coach who was a linguistics major. And I would like go to her dorm twice a week and she'd give me a list of words to say and ways to try and say them and try to, you know, talk my way out of the accent. And that left me with what you hear now. So what you hear now is sort of a mix between the way I used to talk and then 2 days a week going to this girl's dorm and reading a list of words and trying to pronounce them differently. That was, I swear to God, it's a true story. It was through like the program. I wasn't a linguistics student or anything, but I remember saying, well, what should I do? And they were like, well, you should lose your accent. I said, okay. And so I tried to, and I don't know. I mean, once in a while it still pops back up like on certain words, not very often. But either way, that's neither here nor there. Point is, Bob's real mad about the Red Sox. Bob, you should be happy about the Red Sox. The Red Sox are crashing and burning right now. This should tickle your fancy.
They just traded their best player, who's also a Yankee killer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you like the Yankee. Well, I don't know if he likes the Yankees. He said he used to like the Red Sox. And then he forgot about when they made all those trades. Yeah, 30 years ago. Nah, buddy, 30 years ago, that was like Nomar and Mo Vaughn. Jack Clark, I think, was on the team. It was a little, you know, not quite what you're remembering. But either way, neither here nor there. The Red Sox are definitely bringing it out of people right now. This last skid on the heels of trading away Rafael Devers, I mean, how else can you possibly characterize this other than a death spiral, which is what they're in? Can they pull themselves out of it? There's technically enough time. Like, the magic number hasn't come up. But do I think it looks likely right now, the way that they're playing? No, they look like a corpse. All right, this team looks like it's ready to be, you know, you heard Glenn in New Orleans say he's already lowered the casket on this team. That's what they look like right now. They have time to get back to it? Sure they do. They have time. Do they have the ability? Do they have the desire? Do they have the focus to not make stupid mistakes running the bases and, you know, errors in the field? To not strike out 12 times against Yusei freaking Kikuchi today? Like, give me a break. You know, how are you supposed to, what are you supposed to say? Oh, yeah, they'll turn it around. What about this team has made you, makes you think that? That they're capable of this?
It's always the scrub pitchers that shut them down, too.
I know.
Cade Povich, but they'll put up five on Cole Reagans or Tarek Skubal.
True. And every time, almost every time, their ace goes out there, they don't give him a shred of run support. He left that game yesterday, it was 1-0. You know, like, you knew how that was going to end. We all knew how that was going to end. As soon as he left the game with only one run of support, I was like, well, they're going to lose this game. New Orleans is on the clock right now. And their pick is in. With the 7th pick, it looks like they're going to take Oklahoma guard Jeremiah Fears. He's got the best chain out of anybody.
Yeah, that's elite.
His chain has his name and his number on it, and it's like, it's big. That's pretty cool. That's a cool-looking chain. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back, reset on the Red Sox, reset on the NBA, the Celtics, and the draft. Some more rumors I want to read about the Celtics and what they may or may not be doing later on tonight with the 28th pick, and then tomorrow picking early in the second round with pick number 32. We'll get to all of that right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.